Today, I want to talk about the collaboration between Tagwear fashion and lifestyle brand Kith out of New York City. So the Formula One came out in 1986. In the early 90s, I was selling the Formula One, these versions of the Formula One that I speak of. And this was kind of like Tagwear's way of playing in the space of having fun with watches that were quartz by harnessing design cues from dive and racing style watches that they're known for. And I love selling them. They were always cool and they were always iconic and they were always special. I was never really a tag guy. I think I won a couple of them. I never really desired to have one, but this is an interesting collab. I'll get into that in a second. I think for the watch purist, this might not be the exactly what you're looking for. I mean, definitely there it is a throwback to the you know 80s and 90s for sure. And I really it definitely is well executed. I love the colorways, I love the options. It takes me back to another time. I absolutely love that, you know, they honor that because I love that period. So I grew up in the 80s and 90s. And for me, it was kind of like, you know, it defined an era and, you know, an era that I love and an era that I still am very fond of. And I, whether it's the music, the clothing, the sneakers, whatever. But Kith is a very well-respected brand that's been around since 2011. They have a name. And the guy that founded the brand, Ronnie Feig, he started as a stock boy at a New York store that sold sneakers back in the day that people would go to. And then in 2011, he started doing collabs with sneaker brands and designing and all that stuff, and did, you know, limited editions for that store where they could only be at that store. So he has a very good eye for design and a very good sensibility about him and about what people want, especially when it comes to shoes and apparel and things like that. And I know that this was a dream collaboration for him to do this with Tagwear. His first watch was a Formula One that his mom, you know, got for him because she worked at Torno, and I think she met her quota or whatever, and she was able to get it for him. And it was a big deal, and it is a really nice watch, you know, especially if you're like, you know, between 10 and 13 years old, and for you to get a watch like that, that's amazing. I never liked the Formula One at that time because they were really small, but they were always cool, and I always respected them from afar. So this collaboration is bringing those styles back from 86, but with a twist. So you've got, you know, where instead of Tagwear written on the dial, you've got Kith, K-I-T-H, and then Hoyer underneath. You know, at the 6 o'clock position, it says just us, and then limited edition underneath. In total, we have 10 watches in total, in stainless steel bracelet editions or rubber bracelet editions. 7 watches are exclusive to Kith, and each pays tribute to the store in its global network. These watches, they play with vibrant colors. The first edition will launch in store only in Miami on May 3rd, followed by the global launch on May 6th. A highlight of the collection is the shared model between Tagwear and Kith, limited to 350 pieces. It's the classic black bezel watch with its red accents in a lasting and undeniable combination. It has an eggshell dial that's reminiscent to the patinaed versions of this model from 86. I remember selling this exact model back then. The result is an exquisite combination of modern features with vintage aesthetic appeal. The Tagwear Formula One Kith remains faithful to the original, drawing elements from color combinations to the small details that define the series. Lastly, the most exceptional, desirable presentation of the collection will come in the form of a highly collectible box containing all 10 of the limited edition watches, limited to 75 sets, which is available for 18,000 Swiss francs, which is slightly over $18,000. The MSRP is $1,500 of these watches individually, right? They're pretty limited. They've taken something that's very cool. In my opinion, this is kind of like, I'm not going to say this is Tag Heuer's Munch watch, because it's a very different watch. It's obviously five times the price of a Munch watch. So it's not like everybody can afford one. But, you know, if you're looking, and by the way, these are all quartz. These are all 35 millimeters, which is like what the original size of these watches were, which to me is insanely small. It's a cool collab. It's an exciting thing for Tag. It's a childhood dream for, you know, for Ronnie Feig. I highly recommend, if you want some context into all this, that you check out the, and I'll link it as well in the description, the interview that Ben Clymer did from Hodinkee did with Ronnie Feig, about him, about his collection, about Tag Heuer, about how this Formula One was his first watch, about, he alludes to it when Ben says, you know, is there any dream watch or Holy Grail watch? He just alludes to this partnership that he's doing with Tag, which is what we're talking about today. So I think for the purist, it's, you know, they may poo-poo it because, you know, it's like, it's a collab that, honestly, you would never see a collab like that time. I know the world has evolved and changed and grown. And listen, Ronnie Feig has done some amazing things. He's used to doing collaborations. He's done it with BMW. He's done it with many different brands. He's done collaborations that are not necessarily in the lifestyle apparel space. So this is nothing new for him in terms of doing collabs. But from the watch side, even though watch brands are doing more collaborations and have done collaborations, I mean, I'm not surprised on one hand, but on the other hand, to take a model like the Formula One and this is kind of like how you're doing it, I don't know how I feel about it. I'll be honest. My immediate reaction as a watch purist was like, why? But then I saw the interview and it made sense, you know, from that perspective. It's somebody's dream and they made it happen, and that's awesome. I wish they didn't change the Tag Heuer thing, and that shouldn't have been changed in my opinion. It's just kind of like, why? There's many ways to do that without sort of decimating, you know, it's an original Tag Heuer design. I mean, these are inspired by original Tag Heuer Formula One watches from back in the day. So I'm a purist when it comes to that point. It's something I can definitely tell you that I'm not a fan of. I know they kept it quartz. These watches were pretty much always at that time quartz. I know that when people would come into my store, we were amongst very few people at that time that carried Tag Heuer. It wasn't the mainstream powerhouse brand it is now. And I just remember that was a great entry-level option. And not just that, the coolness factor was out of control because here you had a serious brand with heritage and history, and you had these, it was super affordable, and you had these great colors, and it was fun, and it was, you know, exciting to collect. And then this entire subculture created around it, much like sneakers, much like Nike Air Force Ones or Jordans or any of the really hard to get rare collectible sneakers. But when I think about it, listen, the person that's going to collect this, I don't necessarily know if they're going to be a watch collector. They may be. I mean, I'm never going to say never. I know there are a lot of people in the watch world who are also sneakerheads. It's amazing what Ronnie has done. Ronnie Feig, he seems like a really cool guy with his head, you know, his head screwed on tight. But he's got a very impressive watch collection, and this was a dream come true for him. And I will definitely say, despite the the typography of how it's laid out. I really like the dial colors that were chosen. I really like the way the execution of it. I thought it was, $1,500 from Tagware. It's not a lot of money, but when you consider what you can get that's automatic, it is a lot of money when you're buying a quartz watch. Like, I'll be really honest with you. And like $1,500 for a watch on a rubber strap, it's not something that I'm probably going to go out and buy. And that's also because I don't really like wearing watches that are sub 40 millimeter. So for all of those guys who read and follow specific blogs where smaller watches are embraced and encouraged, go for it. This is a great thing to collect. I'm sure it's going to be super collectible because they're so limited. But it's just a fun thing to come out. You know what I mean? Swatch had its moment, is still having its moment with the Moon Swatch. This is something fun for Tag to, get into summer with. And not that it's going to be available everywhere. It's not. So if you can go and get yourself one and you're into it, go for it, man. I'll never piss on anyone's parade. But I just wanted to offer you both sides of my perspective of someone who has actually sold them when they originally came out of in the mid-80s, early 90s. That just shows you as well, like, the openness of Tag Heuer and what they're willing to do to partner up with, a brand that's still relatively young. Tag Heuer has been around since, the late 1800s. They're a historic brand that, prides themselves on their racing history and their dive watches and other things and their collaborations or their, Steve McQueen Monacos and, their other things that are cutting edge. So this is a nice little thing for Tag, I think. I think it's also a great way for people. I mean, listen, I didn't really know about this brand. I consider myself someone who has my finger on the pulse of what's going on, and I had never heard of this brand. I would never know of this brand, Kith, if this watch hadn't come out. I mean, I'm sure I would have heard about it eventually, but I wouldn't be talking about it today, really, if Tag didn't do a collab with them. And I think it's really smart for Tag. I think it's really smart for Kith. I'm sure it's going to create awareness for both brands on both ends. And it's, at the end of the day, it's a great thing. It's someone's fulfilling their dream through this horological journey. But if you get a chance, check out the interview on Hodinkee with Ronnie Fike. It's entertaining. And he's pretty candid about, what he likes. And he seems like a no-nonsense guy. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com or visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Rock on, fly back, and stay healthy.